What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another amazing edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. Thank you guys for showing up because we're going to keep bringing it. Today is Monday, the beginning of another week. And every Monday we bring you something called Metric Mondays, a bite-sized piece of information in a short podcast to help you think bigger and better about your practice. And today we have our good friend back, Dave Monahan from Clear. And he shares with us an easier way to achieve an increase of 182% in your dental practice collections. I know that's a big promise, but he will deliver. So please listen up. I hope you guys enjoy this, and I hope you enjoy your week. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. You know what today is Monday. Hope you guys all had a great weekend. I actually look forward to Mondays. Here's why. On Mondays, we do something called Metric Mondays, where I bring on some of the best thinkers in all of dentistry. And our goal is to give you a bite-sized piece of information, whether you're driving to work or whatever, a metric that you can think about to improve your practice and your life. And what if I told you there's a different way to grow your collections by 182%. The cool thing about what I do is I get to learn from the best. And the coolest part is that some of these people are great thinkers. And so today I have on the podcast a good friend of ours, Dave Monahan, who's the CEO of Clear Membersy, and he's going to show us how to do this differently. Dave, thanks for being back, buddy. Appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me again, Kirk. I really enjoy these sessions.
I love it. Now, I'm just going to say this. I've had Dave on many times. He's done master classes. Dave is the guy I call when I really want to figure out how does this work? Give me some real data, not just my anecdotal stuff. And this is fascinating. So tee this up for us. Like, how can I think differently about my collections?
Yeah. So, where should I start? So obviously to drive collections, you either need to bring in, more patients, right? More often, you need to increase your fees, right? I mean, there's certain ways you can grow production, right? Increase treatment acceptance and so on. And so the question is, how do you do that? And so, some practices are going to go out and try to spend a lot of money, like bringing in new patients. And that's a difficult, path to go down. It's an expensive path. Sometimes it's successful, sometimes it isn't. The stats I see is it can cost anywhere between $200 and a very low end up to $500 per new patient. Only about 40% of them come back. It's a difficult game, right? I think everybody, you have to play it, but at the end of the day, it's not easy. And then what I see with offices is they don't really think about their existing patients, right? How do I actually engage my existing patients in a different way that brings them in more often, enables them to accept more treatment, the treatment they need, right? Drives things like, gross production and collections. And so what we help practices do is think about your existing patients and how do we better engage them in the treatment they need, right? And get them coming in more often, accepting the treatment they need. And just to give you like a sort of backdrop to all this, Kirk, we did a lot of patient research. And the patient research shows your uninsured patients are very concerned about coming into your office. And the reason they're concerned about coming into your office is not that they're scared. It's not about, being worried about pain or anything like that, right? It's actually because they don't have coverage, number one. And number two is they think it's going to be too expensive. Those are by far the two biggest reasons your uninsured patients don't come in the door very often. And so the question is, how do you address that in order then to drive, right, the improvement in both production and in collections?
Yeah, and maybe a good thing to do is define coverage, because what we're saying is like, don't take those obstacles and embrace them head on and sign up for more insurances, right? That's not what we're saying. And maybe you could add to that, like define coverage. There's a psychological benefit that people have in their mind about coverage.
Absolutely. This is shown, by the way, across all, you know, industries. Like, and I would say coverage in the dental world is about, you know, care coverage, right? I mean, some people would say, well, that's an insurance plan, or somebody might say that's a discount plan or whatever, right? So in the dental world, it's that sort of idea of, you know, insurance or dental, you know, discount coverage. Now, if I broaden that term and I think about subscriptions more broadly, like you could say, like, my Costco subscription is sort of coverage, right? To go in and buy things at Costco, or my Netflix, you know, subscription is coverage for entertainment, right? And so what we do is broaden the term of coverage to mean subscriptions to your dental office, right? Your dental practice. And so, you know, what we've learned is, and we have all the data that sort of supports this, is if the patient has quote unquote coverage, it could be insurance, it can be a discount plan, it can be a subscription or a membership plan like we provide, they come in about the same amount of times and they accept about the same amount of treatment, you know, across those different coverage options, which roughly is about twice as much as somebody who doesn't have quote unquote coverage. Okay. And so coverage versus non-coverage means I have something that enables me to buy care in a more affordable and predictable and transparent way, right? Versus just walking in the door and being charged something I don't know what I'm going to get charged for. And again, you can equate it to other industries. The average across other industries, and by the way, what we see in dental market is if you have coverage, you buy twice as much. That's sort of the net average across all sort of subscriptions and coverage plans out there across all industries.
Yeah. So let's go into the data, because again, you're an expert on the data and you shared with me a case study. And now we have a copy of the case study. You can actually go down the show notes, and Dave has shared it with us, in which the collections impact went from 317, is that per patient, to 893, which is 182% increase. Like, how'd you do that? Let's take that apart.
Yeah. So this is the average. What we're referring to is there's a case study up on our website. And basically what we do is we integrate with the practice management systems of the offices we work with. We pull that data back and we take a look at how do our clear member fee patients, people with coverage, right, behave relative to uninsured patients or cash pay patients that have no coverage. And what that case study shows is the average across our platform. And so if I went into sort of, you know, why it happens, then I'll get into the data, sort of what happens. But why does this, you know, suddenly you start to see 182% improvement in collections? Well, though I mentioned before, these uninsured patients are worried about coming into your office because they don't have coverage, and they're afraid that, you know, since they don't have coverage, it's going to cost them too much, and, you know, whatever, they're just not going to be able to afford the care they need. So what do? They stay away. Or even if they are forced into your office because they have some pain, they just don't accept the care that they should, right? So what does a membership plan do? It gets rid of that barrier, right? So now they've bought into a subscription. They understand, you know, one is it includes benefits, like you can include clinic exams, x-rays, right, as part of the subscription they're paying. And then you can give them discounts on other treatment that they accept outside, sort of that's, you know, what's included in the subscription. And so now they have coverage. Now they have transparency and simplicity, right, into what they're going to be paying, right? And so what they end up doing is coming into your office. So the first thing you see is they're going to come in twice as often as they used to. So we see on average across the platform, 100% improvement in visits. So then now they're coming in, right? What's the key to treatment acceptance? It's getting them into the chair, right? Into the hygiene chair. Where does treatment acceptance come from? It comes from hygiene. And so by embedding cleanings in your subscription, they're coming in, getting their cleanings. There's other care they need. It gets presented to them, right, when they're getting their hygiene visits. And what happens? Treatment acceptance goes up 145%. So visits went up 100, treatment acceptance went up 145%. And this isn't like, you know, standard hygiene and things like that. Like, this is restorative care, right? And so on. It's like they needed this care. A lot of them haven't come in a while. They're not coming in as often as they should, right? They have treatment needs. And so they're accepting at a higher rate than even their visitation rate, right? And then obviously that drives gross production, right? So your gross production goes on average goes up 172%. So even a little bit above the treatment acceptance. So you, what was that say? It means that production, right? And some of the things that they're getting done are actually some of the higher value right, treatment than the lower value stuff. So production goes up 172%. And then you are providing some discounts inside the membership plan. So on average, if you did an average across our platform, across all hygiene and all other care provided under the membership plan, the average discount is about 15% is what you end up providing, right, and through the membership plan. But so with that increase in production, the net effect on collections is, I know this sounds weird, but it goes up 182% on average. So gross production went up 172%. Collections went up 182%. And again, that has been, it has to do with the treatment, you know, sort of mix and things like that, and plus that 15% discount. But so the net is, how do you get that to that 182% improvement in collections, which is the numbers you talked about, which was, it improves from $317 per patient per year to $893 per patient per year? It's because you gave them coverage, they came in, they accepted treatment, they had some outstanding treatment, so they're getting caught up in some things. And then the production and the collections fall out of that.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, personally, this is, again, 31 years of doing this. Not having any type of membership or loyalty program in your business is silly. So this is a great opportunity. And we're not talking about giving away the farm here. What we're doing is talking about retaining patients on a regular basis. Psychologically, I'm part of a lot of different memberships. Like, I get that Costco check and I feel like I have to use it. You know what I mean? I got it. And that's like gold. So like when members know they have benefits, they feel like they have to use them or they lose them. It's a way. Here's the cool thing. You know who the administrator is? You. You know how many other practices they can go to? Zero. You know who is the, who makes all the adjustments on fees? You do. So like you actually get to reclaim your freedom in this whole thing. And I've got a whole, gosh, I wish I had an hour with you on this one, Dave. Now, I've said many times in this podcast, if you're a regular listener, you've heard me say this. I think in today's day and age, just chasing gross production only, that's a false proxy. And, you know, a dentist chasing, oh, my gross production, like you got to know what goes into all of this gross production. You would probably debate that a little bit, but like speak to that. Can you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We will measure gross production, but the most important metric you have in your business is the collections, right? I mean, so just so yeah, we absolutely are all about, you know, driving the collections within the offices. Now, if you think about gross production versus collection, so let me give you a parallel. So I just talked about what happens if an uninsured patient moves over to a membership, right? I talked about all the impact that has. Now, let's talk about if we compared the membership to an insured patient. So on an average basis, a membership plan patient versus insured, they come in about the same amount, they accept about the same amount of care, they drive about the same gross production. So if you looked on the surface, you would say, well, it's no better than insurance, right? Because it drove the same gross production. Well, now let's take a look at collections, right? So I mentioned the average discount provided on our platform is about 15%. The average discount provided through insurance is a little above 40%, right? And so your collections, you got to, you know, it looks the same, like clear membersy versus insured, but the collections on clear membersy are way above insured, right? That's the key, is you're keeping more, right, of that production. And that is what you really need to focus on, is the net, you know, collections, or the, you know, whatever you want to call it, net production or collections. That's the critical metric to look at inside the office.
Yeah. Go back to the one more thing before we wrap up. So you mentioned discounts when you're heavily involved with insurance is north of 40%. We've had many experts on this podcast that say what they're finding is somebody that's heavily involved with PPOs right now is writing off an average of 42 to 43%. We are currently finding offices that are really good offices. They're actually too busy and they're writing off more than 50%. Are you finding the same thing? Like what is your research show?
Yeah. So Kirk, we probably have a whole nother podcast about this, but we look at insurance plans and what the average, you know, collections are on the gross production of the insurance plans. They vary a lot. So on the average, I mentioned it's about 41% is what we see from a discounted perspective. It varies. We've seen some at 60% discount, right? We've seen some as high as, you know, whatever, you know, low or high, however you want to think about it, like maybe 30%. So we typically see anywhere between 30 and 60%. And so, yes, it ranges a lot. And one thing that we have done for offices is actually look at that and profile the insurers and relative discounts they're providing across all those insurers and the amount of production each one is generating. And it's really eye-opening for the offices when we do that. You get this sort of curve of you're in network with 10, insurance plans, and this one you're collecting, it's 60%. This one you're collecting 40%. This one has, gross production of, let's say, 500K. This one has gross production of 100K. Like, it's eye-opening. Like, wow, I am dependent on something that is giving a 50% discount. How can I possibly continue with that, right? So yes, it varies, and it can be over 50%. We've seen it.
Yeah, that's why I think now more than ever, if you own your business, you have to know these numbers. You have to have real data so you can make really good decisions to help your team, help yourself, and help your patients. So, Dave, this is amazing. And again, I'm going to have you back again and again and again. But and I know a lot of people that are listening to this are going to want to know more. What do you do? How do you do this? But before we do, give us some final thoughts on what we talked about today.
Yeah, so I would say probably the final thought is this can happen in your office, in your practice. Like, this happens. We see it over and over again. We have over 10,000 offices. We measure this on a daily basis. We've seen it's incredibly consistent office to office to office. So some people will say, well, this is too good to be true, right? These are real numbers coming from data from our offices, right? It's their data, not our data. You can have this impact. What I just tell people is, you believe it. It happens. And then also, I'd say one more thing is, when we implement, if you integrate with your practice management system, we'll actually show you your data, and you can see it. You can, judge whether it's, good enough for you or not. And if it's not working well enough, we'd say, yeah, that's fine. Let's, part ways. We're not here to hold anybody hostage. But it happens. It's happening every day, and it can happen in your office.
Yeah, this is awesome. So, Dave, where do we go if I'm listening to this? And I don't know what Clear does. What do you do? And where do I go? How do I get started?
So, yeah, at a high level, we offer a membership plan platform that automates everything. And so when we start with a consult with your team, and we figure out what's the right type of design for your plan, right? What's included, right? What type of discounts you provide? How should you charge for the subscription? Should you do it monthly? Should you do it annually? Should you do both? Like, we have a consult with you to figure all that out. We have a team that will implement and onboard you and your team. They'll train your team. They'll make sure you know how to use our tools, and then get you going. And then the platform itself is all automated. So it automates renewals. It automates processing payments. It automates notifications, compliance and security and the whole nine yards. We have a customer experience team who's with you from day one. They will give you all support you need. You and your patients, by the way, will support both. And then we also have a pricing model that makes it we're partners with you. So we don't make any money unless you make money. We don't charge anything up front. We get you going for free. And again, we only make money if you make money. And if you just want to learn more, you can go up to clear.com, and that's KLEER.com. And we have all kinds of materials up there, including this case study, and also ways to contact us.
Yeah, let me make sure I heard that right. Like, if I'm a dentist, I jump on and it's not working for me. You don't have me locked into this long contract or whatever, right?
No contract. Yeah, we signed a contract just so you know what we're going to provide you, right? And you're agreeing to that. But outside that, you can cancel anytime. There's no obligation to stay on it for any amount of time.
Awesome, buddy. I can't thank you enough. I always learn so much from you, Dave. So thanks for being on today, buddy. Stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else, okay?
Thank you, Kirk. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. So thank you guys for listening today. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I always love learning from great thinkers about how to think better about our practices and our lives. And I hope you got a lot out of that today. If you weren't taking notes, this is how it works. We're taking notes for you. So you can flip up to the show notes wherever you're consuming the podcast, and everything we talked about is listed in the show notes. We make it super easy for you. So you can click on, the links that Dave mentioned. It'll take you right there. Check it out. I promise you, it'll be a great decision. So keep tuning in, and we'll keep bringing it. So until we see you guys next time, or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your Monday. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.